Under the Whispering Door by T.J. Clune. Read by Kurt Graves. Author's Note. This story explores life and love as well as loss and grief. There are discussions of death in different forms: quiet, unexpected, and death by suicide. Please read with care. Chapter 1. Patricia was crying. Wallace Price hated it when people cried. Little tears, big tears, full-on body-racking sobs, it didn't matter. Tears were pointless, and she was only delaying the inevitable. "How did you know?" she said, her cheeks wet as she reached for the Kleenex box on his desk. She didn't see him grimacing. It was probably for the best. "How could I not?" he said. He folded his hands on his oak desk, his Arper Aston chair squeaking as he settled in for what he was sure was going to be a case of unfortunate histrionics, all while trying to keep from grimacing at the stench of bleach and Windex. One of the night staff must have spilled something in his office, the scent thick and cloying. He made a mental note to send out a memo to remind everyone that he had a sensitive nose and that he shouldn't be expected to work in such conditions. It was positively barbaric. The shades on the windows to his office were pulled shut against the afternoon sun, the air conditioning blasting harshly, keeping him alert. 3 years ago, someone had asked if they could move the dial up to 70 degrees. He'd laughed. Warmth led to laziness. When one was cold, one kept moving. Outside his office, the firm moved like a well-oiled machine, busy and self-sufficient without the need for significant input, exactly as Wallace liked. He wouldn't have made it as far as he had if he'd had to micromanage every employee. Of course, he still kept a watchful eye, those in his employ knowing they needed to be working as if their lives depended on it. Their clients were the most important people on earth. When he said jump, he expected those within earshot to do just that without asking inconsequential questions like, "How high?" Which brought him back to Patricia. The machine had broken down, and though no one was infallible, Wallace needed to switch out the part for a new one. He'd worked too hard to let it fail now. Last year had been the most profitable in the firm's history. This year was shaping up to be even better. No matter what condition the world was in, someone always needed to be sued. Patricia blew her nose. "I didn't think you cared." He stared at her. "Why on earth would you think that?" Patricia gave a watery smile. "You're not exactly the type." He bristled. How dare she say such a thing, especially to her boss? He should have realized 10 years ago when he'd interviewed her for the paralegal position that it had come back to bite him in the ass. She'd been chipper, something Wallace had believed would lessen with time, seeing as how a law firm was no place for cheerfulness. How wrong he'd been. "Of course I... It's just that things have been so hard lately," she said, as if he hadn't spoken at all. "I've tried to keep it bottled in, but I should have known you'd see right through it." "Exactly," he said, trying to steer the conversation back on course. The quicker he got through this, the better off they'd both be. Patricia would realize that. Eventually. "I saw right through it. Now, if you could..."
"And you do care," she said. "I know you do. I knew the moment you gave me a floral arrangement for my birthday last month. It was kind of you. Even though it didn't have a card or anything, I knew what you were trying to say. You appreciate me, and I so appreciate you, Mr. Price."
He didn't know what the hell she was talking about. He hadn't given her a single thing. It must have been his legal administrative assistant. He was going to have a word with her. There was no need for flowers. What was the point? They were pretty at first, but then they